You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Spring this year has got me feeling like a horse that never left the post.
Well, spring is here, but it's off to a pretty cold and wet start. There's even a bit of snow in the forecast in places and possible thunderstorms. Turns out this is pretty normal, though, actually. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to talk about how spring is the most unstable time of year. And what does that really mean? First, let's hear your forecast. Cliff, how's it looking?
Well, today it's going to be pretty wet and showery. We have very cold air coming in aloft. That's producing a lot of convection, big cumulus clouds, even a few thunderstorms that are producing intermittent heavy showers with a little bit of gaps in between. So it's going to be showery today. You can expect rain on and off, temperatures only getting into the mid-40s, so cooler than normal. And that's going to be pretty much the story of today. You know, bring an umbrella or whatever you need today. Now, Saturday, we're still going to have some of that cold, unstable air in. So I expect showers. It won't be quite as much as today. Temperatures will probably get up to around 50. It'll be raining on and off, but a little bit less. I expect Sunday, especially Sunday morning, to be the best we're going to get. Maybe 30% chance of showers in any location, maybe a few sun breaks, but there will be some showers floating around, particularly in the mountains. So you know, that's what we have to look forward to. Monday and Tuesday, some weak fronts are coming in, so a little bit of clouds and showers, temperatures around 50. And then a ridge of high pressure builds in midweek. So I expect the big dry period to be Wednesday and Thursday. So it's not atypical this time of the year, but it's definitely going to be showery today. And you may even see a little bit of small hail or grapple, these little pellets coming out of the sky. So don't be surprised. One final thing is the snow level. It's really quite low. Right now, snow is getting down to about 1,000 feet, a little bit getting down to 500 feet, and some intermixed rain and snow. So if you're in the hills or going up on the slopes, you may see a little bit of snow.
So it's springtime, and when we hear the word spring, we think of, you know, daffodils and warm skies and gardening. But turns out this unstable weather that you've described, this unstable weather we're having, is really pretty typical.
That's right. This is the most unstable time of the year. And let me explain that. Normally, the atmosphere is stable, which means if you push air up, it comes back down to where it started from. And you tend to get kind of layered clouds. But sometimes, when the temperature changes very rapidly with height, the atmosphere becomes unstable. It becomes sort of like your cereal pot. It's convecting up and down. Air is circulating up and down. And when it's up, you get these cumulus clouds and showers. And down, you get the sun breaks. Well, it turns out that this time of the year, the air is colder than any other. The air aloft has cooled down the whole winter, and right now the air aloft is really cold. And on top of that, we got this super slug of cold air that came down from the north during the last day. So very cold air aloft, and then the surface is starting to warm up because the sun is getting stronger. So we're getting this big change in temperature with height. Now, that produces instability. Bigger the change in temperature or height, the more unstable the atmosphere is. So today, the atmosphere is all ready to go. It's cold aloft, the sun's coming out, it's warming up the surface a little bit, and we're just going to percolate and getting these clouds will give us showers and sun breaks. Now, this is very normal for spring, not atypical at all, but that's what we're going to have to live with, at least for the next day or two.
So a typical unstable spring period. I've also read some headlines, though, that this spring could be unusually cold in Puget Sound, or at least this April. What's that about?
Well, I think that forecast is based on the fact that La Nina is still floating around. We're still in a weak to moderate La Nina, and the general correlation is to have cooler than normal conditions here over the Pacific Northwest. I think that's what's going on. By the summertime, the La Nina is going to weaken out, so I don't think we can say much about that. But it looks like this cooler weather is going to continue at least for the next few weeks.
And the bright side of all of this is that we're in really good shape with our water resources right now.
Extraordinarily good shape. Our reservoirs are all full. Our snowpack is well above normal now. And even California is getting a big piece of it. During the last week, they've gotten a huge amount of rain. Their snowpack has doubled. So the whole West Coast is in much better shape than it was just a few weeks ago.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org, where we hope you'll also pledge your support for this great radio station. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.